Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The Ministry of Health has implemented two major changes to combat the threat of the influenza A H1N1 flu virus and continues to work with communities through its Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy to combat the threat of the Zika virus. Today on Healthline, we explore the new policies and their benefits, as well as examine the efforts of Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy. The Health Ministry has instructed pharmacies to import more Tamiflu, the medication used to treat the H1N1 flu virus. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says this is due to an increase in the number of reported cases.
Tamiflu before now was only brought in by the Ministry of Health. We wrote to the pharmaceutical importer advising them that they're allowed to bring in more. We asked them to bring in more to have it available in hospital pharmacies. Having seen the figures move, we then made a further adjustment to now having Tamiflu available in all pharmacies. Of course, you would need to have a prescription by a physician.
Dr. Delahaye says Tamiflu will be available for persons in the high-risk group, including children, the elderly, and persons with chronic illnesses. In the meantime, the ministry says the majority of frontline healthcare workers have been vaccinated against H1N1.
Approximately 90% or so of the frontline health staff have actually taken up the opportunity to get vaccinated. It's a voluntary process. Mm-hmm. In the past, between 25 and 30% would opt not to be vaccinated. But since the outbreak and indeed the tragic loss of a few of our health practitioners, we have seen a much greater take-up, which we think is a good idea.
The health minister says there is a need for more vaccines to be imported. As a result, a further 1,000 doses have been ordered from Trinidad and Tobago, in addition to 5,000 doses that were imported recently. The vaccine will be available to all workers. It is also offered in the private health sector. For the next flu season, the government will be encouraging persons to get the flu vaccine and to take the threat of the flu virus more seriously.
We're now making a thrust come the new flu season, because we're near the end of this flu season, to have persons get more serious about getting their vaccines. It's usually done in about September, October in North America, but we need to start that here. So we're looking at procuring with the new minister, his advisors, to look at making this available in all pharmacies and at an affordable price.
The ministry is also testing every suspected case of the H1N1 at the virology lab at the University Hospital of the West Indies and having them double-checked in Trinidad and Tobago. As it relates to containing the spread of the Zika virus, the World Health Organization says no more than 5 of every 100 homes should have breeding sites. To achieve this, the ministry has further ramped up its vector control activities.
Hence the launch of an Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy, starting in a high index area in Portmore and an area in St. Catherine, Spanish Town, and then moved to Ocherius, and our next move for the 2nd of April will be in Mandeville, going out in and around the homes of persons to show them what we're talking about.
The aim of the community activities is to reach ordinary Jamaicans on a personal level and to encourage a national partnership in the fight against the Zika virus.
So we have decided to leave our air-conditioned offices, go out on the ground with the people to show them, brethren, this is the plan we want you to turn over, so they understand to not have more adults coming. You can't depend on fogging alone. In other words, this is far more than a Ministry of Health issue. It's about you and your home, your environs.
Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Winston Delahaye. Members of the public are therefore reminded to properly dispose of garbage and other potential water holders and to destroy every possible breeding site. This has been another edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.